Praise the Lord. Hello, friends. All right. God bless. God bless. This is Pastor Terry Sisney, Higher Life Ministries, Overcomers Broadcast. Overcomers Broadcast. The Overcomers Broadcast, and we're talking about the key of desire. The key of desire. So I want to welcome you in today and share with you what I believe will be an encouragement to you and really help you to become a victorious, overcoming believer, follower of Christ. One of the things that has always bugged me, bothered me, was the fact that there are so many who are believers, followers of Christ, and yet do not seem to have victory in their lives. Seem to always be behind the eight ball, so to speak, always like down in a low place and can't seem to rise up and can't seem to experience that abundant life that Jesus came to give them, and always struggling in some area and always in need and always feeling like they're under sea level, you know, like they're underwater. And that has always bothered me. I've always had this desire inside of me to help people become overcomers, to help them experience what the Bible calls the abundant life. Jesus said, "I'm come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." It's God's will for you and for me that we experience His abundant life, overflowing life, joy, unspeakable and full of glory, peace and strength and excitement. It's God's will that you experience all of these things. And so one of the things I've been doing the last few days, I've been talking about keys to the overcoming life. And I've been calling this broadcast the Overcomers Broadcast and talking about keys to the overcoming life. Today, I want to talk about the key of desire. The key of desire. And some of it I will be bringing to you from my book. And this is the book. It is called When You Pray. You can get it on Amazon, amazon.com. Put in my name, Terry Sisney. And then just go to books and you'll find it. And When You Pray. And I'm going to talk about the fire of desire or the key of desire. And I'm using a lot of the things that I shared in my book, When You Pray. But we can't speak of prayer and not speak of desire. They go together. Prayer and desire go together. I like to say that desire is the furnace of prayer. Real prayer is stoked in the furnace of desire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Desire is powerful. If you're going to really experience an overcoming life, have a real overcoming life, and be a victorious follower of Christ and victorious believer, you need to understand the place that desire holds in your life. Desire. So desire lifts prayer. It lifts prayer. It gives wings to prayer. Now, some of these are quotes that I've gotten from like E.M. Bounds, who was a tremendous actual general in the kingdom of God and was a master at the art of prayer. And he said, "Without desire, prayer dies unborn. Without desire, prayer dies unborn. Desire is the heart and the soul of prayer." Hallelujah. That's powerful. Desire is the heart and the soul of prayer. Well, what is desire? Well, desire is a strong feeling of wanting to have something or of wanting something to happen. It is a strong feeling of wanting to have something or of wanting something to happen. In the Christian life, desire is imperative. It's imperative. Jesus says to us, whatsoever things you desire when you pray. Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You have to desire when you pray. He doesn't just say when you throw up a prayer. He said whatsoever things you desire when you pray. Desire moves me into the position of prayer. I'm praying because I desire something. I'm praying because I desire something in my life, or I desire something for someone else. I desire something to happen for someone. I desire something to change for someone or for myself. But it is desire that moves me into the place of prayer. So Jesus tells us three things in particular here in Mark 11:24. He tells us when you pray, believe you receive. When you pray, well, that tells us that prayer is a part of the Christian life, and you can't expect to be victorious if you're not a man or a woman of prayer. So we'll start right there. When you pray. But he begins by saying whatsoever things you desire when you pray. Then he says, believe that you shall have them. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you shall have them. Believe that you receive, and you shall have them. In other words, you have to, by faith, believe at the time of asking that you have received. Believe that you have received. Well, what happens if I believe that I have received what I've asked for? Then my prayer becomes a prayer of thanksgiving. It moves from petition to thanksgiving. First of all, it's a petition. Father, I ask you. Father, I'm praying for this. Father, I pray for them. Pray for this one or that one, I pray. And then it changes. If I believe I receive, when I'm finished praying, it changes. And now it's, Lord, I thank you that I receive. I thank you, Lord, that my prayer is answered. I thank you, Lord, that the answer is on the way. I receive it by faith. I don't have manifestation of it yet, but on the authority of your word, I receive it, and I thank you for it. So desire is critical when it comes to your life as an overcomer. Desire is something that has to be cultivated. Desire has to be cultivated. Well, what do to cultivate desire? Well, you have to look at the things that stir that desire in your heart. You know, it, like, for instance, if you were wanting a new car, you'd be going on the internet and looking at those cars and looking at all the different colors and looking at the interiors and checking out their gas mileage and all of the specs about that car or cars, because you have a desire for a new car. And so that desire, you start fueling that desire by putting pictures in front of your eyes and looking at things and listening to the things that stir that up in your heart. Well, it's true in the spiritual sense as well. I want things from God. And if I want things from God, and the Bible tells me that I should do that. The Bible says, whatsoever things you desire, that is a want. And then Paul the Apostle also tells us that we should desire spiritual gifts. And he goes even beyond saying desire them. He says that we should covet earnestly the best gifts. That's the strongest word for desire that he could use, is covet. We should covet earnestly, earnestly desire, fervently desire the things of God. So you have to fire up that desire by keeping things in front of your eyes and keeping things coming into your ears that feed that desire and that feed that fire of desire in your heart and in your life. You know, prayer, faith, and desire, they're all keys. Prayer, faith, and desire. I'll talk about the key of prayer another time, but they're all keys in living, experiencing the abundant, overflowing, overcoming life that has been made available to you as a child of God. It's yours in Jesus Christ. And we have to reach for it. It's not something that just falls in your mouth like ripe cherries. This Christian life, Paul the Apostle sometimes refers to it as a walk. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Another place he called it a race. Run the race with patience that is set before us. This Christian life, in some cases, it's called a warfare. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. So it's a war, it's a walk, it's a race, it's a war, it's a battle. It's real too. It's spiritual, but it's real, friend. So we have to reach for the things of God. We have to desire the things of God. We have to fuel the fire of desire in our own hearts, in our own lives. We must make up our mind, hey, I'm going to stir myself up. Remember, Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up the gift that is in you. Stir up the gift that is in you. You know, when I want more of God, I go to the scriptures and I start looking at what the Bible says about what it is that I want. Let's say I want God to use me in the gifts of the Spirit. You know, the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, the gift of faith, the working of miracles. And I want God to use me. Then I go to the scriptures and I start reading those scriptures that talk about the activity of those gifts in the lives of individuals and how that they have been made available to us by the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he talks to us about the gifts of the Spirit that have been given to the body of Christ for the edification of the body, for the building up of the body, and for the tearing down of Satan's kingdom. We need the gifts of the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. So when I want more of the Holy Spirit's power and presence in my life, I go to the Bible and I start studying. I start reading about individuals that have that relationship with the Holy Spirit, where there were signs and wonders and miracles wrought in their lives and through their hands. And I begin to look at them and stir myself up with that word and with that truth. And then I watch ministries. I try to look and find ministries that are operating and flowing in that ministry, that dimension and that level and that flow. And I watch them and I glean from them, and there's an impartation that comes to you. But the point I'm making is you have to kindle desire. You have to, you know what kindle means? Kindle is when you want to make a fire, you don't put the big blocks on the fire. You got to put little slivers, and you shave the wood, and you get little pieces, little tiny branches, and that starts out as the kindling. And then that kindling, as the fire begins to catch, you put bigger logs on the fire, and the fire gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, that's the way it is with my desire. My desire may start out small, but I begin to kindle it, and I begin to put a little more on and a little more on, and as it catches, then I can begin to put the big stuff on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you're going to be an overcomer, this is what I've been talking about, keys to the overcoming life, then you need to have desire, and you need to understand your part and my part. We need to understand our part in the process of cultivating that desire and of adding the fuel to the fire and protecting that desire. One of the things that is so important to you and to me is that we protect that desire. Because when you lose the desire, just think about the desire to go to church. The devil has really fought to try to steal and to quench the desire within people's hearts to even go to church. Well, you can stay home. You can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on Facebook. You don't need to go to church. We do need to go to church. We need to come together. We need, there's something that happens when the saints assemble together. There's something important that takes place in the spirit as we assemble together. How good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. But the devil is fighting so hard to quench that desire that people don't even desire to go to church anymore, don't even desire to pray anymore. You know what happens when you don't have a desire to go to church anymore and be in the assembly and the fellowship of the saints and the fellowship of the Spirit with the saints? Something happens. That desire begins to wane. It begins to fizzle out. And as that desire for coming to church fizzles out, so does the desire to pray. So does the desire to get alone with God and spend time in His presence and spend time in His Word. It just kind of wanes, and before long you just have lost your fire altogether, and you don't have no passion, you don't have no zeal, you don't have no desire. We have to protect that desire, and we have to add wood to the fire so we can keep that desire strong. So I'm hoping today that maybe something I've said has encouraged you. Maybe you've noticed personally that in your life, the desire is not as strong as it used to be. You don't really desire to read the Bible anymore. You don't really desire to go to church. You don't really desire to worship God anymore. You don't really desire to get alone with God and spend time alone in His presence. And you're noticing that that desire has begun to wane, and the fire is not there like it used to be. And maybe today this has helped you to identify that. I hope so. And if not, maybe it just helped you to throw some more wood on the fire and recognize how important it is that we keep the fire of desire burning. It is a powerful key in your life as an overcomer. Well, we bless you in Jesus' name. We will talk to you later.